Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's finding people he can bless. He's doing great things among his people who love him. God has people that love him. God has people that won't bend, that won't fold, that won't err. They teach the word of God in truth. They endeavor to know him. They put him first and keep him first. They learn to follow him just like a man learns karate. They learn the ways of the Lord. They learn his word. And they're not satisfied with dead teaching. They know how to come out of darkness. And they know how to develop in the face of darkness. And I thank the Lord for that. See, the Lord wins all the time. And he'll take a person that seems to be at a disadvantage and give him the guidance he needs to conquer and expose Satan for what he is. And I thank God for that, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. His love is vast towards us and he helps us. He loves us. Don't remember this. Even if you talk wrong, God still loves you. The people that do wrong and teach wrong and they got off course and can't get back on course because they're too involved in that sin, the Lord loves them so much, he would save them if he could. But sin turns the heart away from God. Tares are the ones who turn out. They turn from God. They got involved with sin and wouldn't repent. And I guarantee you, every one of them, God pleaded with them, sent messages towards them. He sent his people towards them. If you read the book of Jeremiah, he sent the prophets to the people, told them what to do, and they wouldn't do it. Most of them wouldn't do it. A few of them did what Jeremiah said, very few. But most people went right on and got killed because they wouldn't listen. The Lord doesn't make people listen. That's up to the person. That's why the enemy targets people that don't know better. If you want to be effective, gain more light. If you want to be effective in this life, gain more light. Become strong in the word of God so that you won't be carried away with every wind of doctrine that comes down the pipe. All right, last week we were in 2 Peter. And we were exposing the mindset of false prophets. And you need to know what's out there, because what's out there will kill you. False prophets and false teaching will destroy what God is trying to do in you. It weakens the people. The truth of God's word makes you strong. I'm going to tell you something. If you start studying God's word and you go to a church and the pastor's a false teacher, you're not going to want to be there. When the service is over, you're going to be glad it's over and you're going to want to leave. And it'll actually vex you, just like Sodom and Gomorrah vexed Lot. When they teach wrong, it don't sit right. You may love that pastor. You may know him. You may be some kin to him. But you don't have to put up with false teaching. And sometimes true teachers teach things the wrong way too. But a true teacher can be guided by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes they're going to say the right thing. I remember the Lord gave me a dream once. I went to a church. And the guy taught some false things. This pastor taught false things. But the Lord knew I wasn't going to leave that church because I loved that church. And I wasn't saved very long. But he gave me a dream. He said, only listen to him when I'm using him. And in the dream, I could tell when the Lord was using him and when the Lord was not. The Lord was trying to help me. You know, I learned what's out there. It's a lot of error out there. Some people say, well, my denomination is right. The kind of church I go to, they don't teach wrong. Yes, they do. I guarantee you they teach something wrong. Not, I can't guarantee that, but it is highly likely, or it's highly unlikely that there's absolutely no error there. But when the Lord was using him, those kind of messages and those words that he spoke stood out. The error made me want to leave and go home. I couldn't prove it. I didn't know how to prove it, but it just didn't sit right. When you hear things that just don't sit right and there's no hope in it, it's not God's word. It's not anointed. Error is not anointed. It's a lie mixed with the truth. It's just like eating watermelon. You have to spit all them seeds out. And I had to survive. So the Lord told me, only listen to him when I'm using it. And in the dream, I knew what to look for. So in life, that's what I did. And eventually, he got in trouble, and you know, we parted ways. But anyway, the Lord loves us. False teachers are out there. They come in every denomination. They come in every denomination. The enemy don't just send them to one particular type of church. He sent them to all of them. If they can make it through the ranks here, they'll become the pastor. Just the way it is. And the 2 Peter shows you what they're capable of and how they do things. Now, last week on the broadcast, this may not have hit the air, but it's on the website. We stopped around verse 15 in chapter 2. But the Lord is not going to, people can get off track. They were once in Christ, and then they drifting off, they get out of bounds. When the enemy, every man, the enemy tries to tempt them some kind of way. And if they can be tempted, he don't let up. If they won't rebuke it and learn to live, he'll try to trap them in sin. And he'll do men like that. He'll do pastors that way. Anybody that'll let him. And some people don't leave their post. They're in sin, but they still in the position of a pastor or a teacher or a Sunday school teacher. So false teaching is out there. And then when they go to school, they're taught by people that are sometimes false prophets. So you have to judge what you're hearing by the word of God. Even if you believe the Lord is speaking to you, you got to turn around and judge his word with his word. And when it's true, then you got to mix faith with it and do it. Preacher, that sounds like a lot of work. It is. And you have to do it if you want to live. But the word of God will show you all kind of applications so that you can do it. It can be done because I do it. I'm going to tell you this. I always like to make things simple. When people are teaching error, it conflicts with Genesis chapter 1 and 2. It conflicts with the Sermon on the Mount. It conflicts with the Word of God entirely. It's just like the new grace message. You can live any way you want to, and you still say, God put two trees in that garden. One, you gotta select something, you gotta reject something. You select the grace of God and the love of God and Jesus Christ, you reject the lies of Satan. If you want to live, or else you can be turned into a false teacher. I'm going to start at verse 14. Talking about false teachers, false prophets, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way. Now they forsook the right way because they were once in the right way. And are gone astray following the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophets. Last week we talked about how you can go to the book of Numbers and read about that. It's around the 19th or 20th chapter. Verse 17, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. And a bad tree can't produce good fruit. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein. And overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. I'm going to read that again for people who think that once you're saved, you're always saved. Verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. They're overcome with sin. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, a dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Some people go back, understand it, and get over it. You trying to get your life together. When the Lord leads you to a true church, go. Go. I don't care what church you go to now. See, the Lord is doing surgery. Let him do it. When people leave your life to go back to the world, you stay with God. You do it God's way. But I'm going to lose a lot. Suffer the loss and move on. Because God has something better. And when a false teacher leaves your life, you got promoted. When you go to a church where the pastor's true and the congregation is true, you got promoted, and your family did too. You don't want your children around people that teach wrong. Because they'll be corrupt. You're giving them more hurdles to jump. God got true pastors out there that loves you. Now, the book of Jude, it talks about the same thing. Jude, the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy to you and peace and love and be multiplied. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Some people will turn. Understand it and get over it. And the angels which kept not their first estate and left their own habitation, he has reserved an everlasting chain under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Same thing Peter said. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication, going out to strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignity. Same thing that Peter said. You got two witnesses right there. Now, if you love God, worship God, go and worship. I learned so much as I praised and worshiped God. See, the Lord was... The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. It's up to you to yield to Him, to hear Him out. In worship, I learned things that I couldn't learn no other way. And He would alert me to His Word, and I would receive it. I said, Lord, I want my life just like when I'm in worship, I feel strong. I feel like I can conquer anything. I said, this is how I want to live wherever I go. Teach me how to do it. Through that prayer and through doing those things and learning those things, things developed. And I was able to judge what's wrong and do the right thing. And the Lord would guide me where to go to church for whatever purpose he had. The Lord guided me to the church I go to now, Victory Christian Fellowship. He guided me there. If you go to a corrupt church and you have young children, you want to get them out of that dangerous situation. Go to a church where they love God, where God is worshiped, where God is honored. And you have to do the same thing. As we live this life and go forward, do it God's way. False teachers are not supposed to be any form of an example to you. They are not Christians. They are false. They're in the position of Christians, but they are liars. They are sinners. Yeah, but God loves them. He loves them, but they're dangerous. So because they're dangerous, God is going to do something about it. And that's why he had me talking about the tares of the field. He didn't just let the tares remain and mess up everything. They had an ending point. The Lord would bind them in bundles to be burned. Bind them in bundles to be burned. Years ago, I said, Lord, how in the world are you going to bind them in bundles to be burned? And I was thinking about Herod and Pilate. One scripture said they didn't like each other, but after the challenge of Jesus, they became friends. They wouldn't get saved and believe on him and take a stand. They wouldn't kill him, but they wouldn't follow him. And they found solace in each other. They became friends. Because they wouldn't kill him, but they wouldn't follow him. And Herod ended up getting ate by worms. I don't know what happened to Pilate. Now, Pilate's wife had a dream about Jesus and said, they have nothing to do with that righteous man. Hopefully one day he followed him, but he took solace in Herod. People who are off track, they don't have the peace of God, because there is no peace to the wicked. So the next best thing is to find a following or get with people of the same mindset. Some people have a love for God, but they also have a passion for the world. And in their choosing, they look for people who are the same way. They want to do a little wrong, and they look for a preacher that will condone it. And they go where they can do a little wrong if they want to and still be saved. Instead of just going all in with God and rejecting what's wrong. There is no peace to the wicked. They don't have inner peace and they don't have joy. But true Christians that worship God, they have both. They may not own much, but they got the peace of God. And they can attain anything they want to attain. If they become wealthy, they'll be trained by the Holy Spirit how to use it for its purpose. And their wealth won't be a treasure here. Whatever they own will not be a treasure. It'll just be something they own. A thing. They're not idolatrous. While rich men, they steadily try to attain as much as possible to no end. To no end. They can't take it with them. They don't even take time to enjoy what they buy. If they buy a yacht, they go out on the ocean and worry about what they don't have. There is no peace to the wicked man. There is peace to those that love the Lord. And they live with a greater purpose. False prophets are not False prophets and false teachers, they are not God's children. They teach error. They teach error. And when you try to help them go do better, they argue with you. They argue against the truth. You have to become teachable in Christ. If you love God, be teachable so that you can make, so that you can see what's right and make the choice of righteousness full time. God loves us. He loves us. He's concerned about us. He wants to help us. He wants to help us grow. Our life is our business, our quest. The Holy Spirit is going to help you do what needs to be done. He's not going to, people say, well, the Holy Spirit will make you do right. He will enable you to do right. He will give you the strength you need. He will guide you. But if you end up doing right, it's because you wanted to do it. Just like if you end up doing wrong, you rebel and you wanted to rebel. Whatever you do, that was your choice. The Holy Spirit is here to help you if you want him to. And he's not, he won't involve himself against your will. There are times he will order your steps to keep you from walking around the corner and getting your brains blown out. He'll order your steps. You might be mad about it at the time, but one day you'll praise him for it. He's ordered my steps a few times that I know of. And I said, Lord, I didn't have a mind to do right back then, but I thank you. I couldn't judge for myself. I thanked him for the way he helped me not go the route I was going, because I was fully intentional of going the route I was going to go. And the Lord found a way to interrupt me. I thank him for it. And the day came that I praised him for it. As you go forward in the Lord, you're going to learn all kind of things to help you in this life. But pay more attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Don't exclude him. Pay close attention to what he has to say. The prophet Jeremiah, the prophet Isaiah, Zedekiah, all of them, they would always word something this way. The word of the Lord came to me saying. Now this came beyond their faith because they didn't know to ask for it. They didn't know what to ask for. Out of the blue, the Lord just started talking. Now, as you draw near to the Lord, he draw near to you. If a dream come to you and the Lord has given you instructions, maybe for ministry, maybe something you need to know about, pay very close attention to the things that he bring to you that you didn't even know to ask for. And it's still your responsibility to judge it with the word of God. And once you find it true, you got to believe it and act on it. If a spirit starts talking to you, follow the peace. If it don't set well in your heart, it's wrong. When the Lord tells me to do something or teach me something I didn't know before, some things surprise me. And I look for scriptures so that I can judge. And the Holy Spirit helps me do that. I'm like, how could that be true? And I studied the scriptures to judge this word. The Lord told me something once that I didn't want to receive it. He told me what was going to happen, and it wasn't in my favor. It wasn't what I wanted at the time. But when he said it, it made sense, like everything he says does. I said, Lord, I need you to confirm this. Because what he said was so heavy to me, I said, I need you to confirm this. I didn't throw it away. I didn't put it on the shelf yet. I just held it in my hand. I said, I even reached my right hand out as if I was holding the word that he spoke. I said, and I acted like it was in my hand. I said, I need you to confirm this. But I wasn't in doubt about it. I believed it, but I needed him to help me judge it. I said, I need you to confirm this. And every preacher during that season said something I needed to help me judge that word. Every preacher, including John Hagee. And then I was able to follow through with the judgment that God gave me. And it made sense and it worked. And then I studied the scriptures and found out that it was true. And then I believed it and stood on it, acted on it, and became successful in that area. You can do the same thing. Some problems, in order to solve it, it takes more than just one day. It takes more than just one prayer of faith. You're going to have to act on some things. You're going to have to learn some things. You're going to have to search the scriptures for a while. But be patient. Once you finish, you'll have an understanding you couldn't have gotten any other way. Now, false teachers, they're on a different road. They're on a different path. They don't do that. True teachers, they take time and study. Ben Hinn was talking to some pastors, and he asked them, how long do they pray? And on average, if they prayed at all, it was 10 minutes a day. Now, how are you going to flow the ministry praying 10 minutes a day? And what happens is, so many people are weak. If the pastor is full-time, you got a third of the congregation that won't counsel because they won't study the word. And they waste all his time that he could be studying and praying, trying to survive their life because they won't study and use God's word. Go on and be mature. What's wrong with being mature? Grow up. Study the word. And if you are a pastor, you're going to have to take time and get go in God's presence continually. If you don't do that, you're going to be like those pastors that are old now and they're just trying to ride it out. They're not even putting forth the effort anymore. They gave up. They stayed true to the word, but they gave up. If you want the problem solved, it's by the Spirit of God. It's not by might or power. And you're going to have to go in God's presence. And you're going to have to learn how to get this congregation from where it is to where God wants it to be.